You ate your pressure.
It's too funny. Fire up the grill. Ready. No, no, they got me covered. They know who they're dealing with. And we would like to extend a formal welcome to all of our precious guests. Yes, our channeler knows that jokes are good for the soul, but the newcomers may be wondering, do they have the right group? Do they have the right room? You see, what we are working on is imbuing all of you with the spiritual richness of love. All of you have places of strength and places that need some healing. Our channeler feels that when things get tough, she must act super responsible. She must worry, you know, all good spiritual aspirants do that. She is learning how to relax through her trials and tribulations, and she is doing a very nice job. However, there is still some clearing up, some misdemeanors about what it means to be true to God. Her definition of truth to God means responsibility, means hurt, means being tired, means being worried, means suffering. You must suffer in order to receive the goods from the goodies from heaven. In fact, this is old school thinking, is it not? So we are playing around with her. Does she not remember the mirth and laughter of Master Jesus? You see, after the Passover, the resurrection unfolds, and the resurrection is a resurrection of consciousness. Regardless of your particular religious background or belief system, surely you have heard the message, the good news. However you interpret that message, believe in this truth. There was indeed a resurrection of consciousness, both for Master Jesus and for all the ascended masters, and for you. Is this not what you are doing now, moment by moment, day by day? As you play with the new energies, you were entitled to resurrect your consciousness. In other words, to bring it up, to enlighten yourself, to see things from a higher paradigm reality. Many of you are getting dizzy for a number of good holy reasons. What you were doing is restructuring some of your DNA and cellular molecular information. What you were doing is overriding old patterns. There are new pathways, you may say. What you were doing is playing with dimensions. In true reality, this is a major reason for some of the dizziness. At 3 o'clock, you may be working beautifully at 3 p.m., but then you take a holy nap or a meditative moment, do a mantra, have a new experience, and suddenly you are moving into 5D reality. Was that not a spirit guide I saw floating by? You float in that 5D reality. You suddenly have breakthroughs. You suddenly see the dreamlike reality of the environment. And then the phone rings. The phone bill is due. Well, back to 3D. You see, you are going in and out of the dimensional realities. It is quite true. There are many of you that are having such experiences, and you marvel. You very often pass it over, for it could not be. That did not just happen. Sometimes it is very subtle. Sometimes it is a huge discovery. So cherish those moments and understand that you are playing, so that if they do not hold, do not think that it wasn't real. Do not think that you're not entitled to a further experience. You see, what you were doing as a planet is taking back your mastery. You are one, you know. You believe you are individual, and that is an okay concept for now. So you are the individual spiritual aspirant, and we are the individual ascended masters. We are playing our roles beautifully, are we not? You think of us as individual. You think of us with our fine garments, with our particular signature. Well, it is true that we do have a spiritual calling card, if you will. In truth, we are all one consciousness. The more that you adopt this perspective, the more that you see the sameness, the more that you see the oneness, the faster you will gain this higher reality. You see, it is one. It is one collective consciousness that will ascend. It seems to be an individual, and in some respects it is, but as you gain to the higher and higher awarenesses, what you will find is you are really one consciousness. Indeed, it is a matter of projection. What I do not like, I project outward. But as you are beginning to own the shadow side, as you are beginning to own your part of the playing field or puzzle, what you are discovering is the healing occurs simultaneously. I recognize that shadow side in another. As I forgive it, as I allow it entrance into the kingdom as well, well, indeed, what I do is I send the healing energy of forgiveness to another. It works quite marvelously. Even the channeler is working on that, even in her idle comments. Does anyone ever have the experience? Well, this is what I experienced today. You see, it is the common experience, the common denominator that is bringing everyone back to truth. There is one earth, an earth in need of healing. You see, not millions of earths, just one. So what is the one collective consciousness going to do about it? This is where your planet has an opportunity for great healing, for great rejuvenation, for great rejoining of its members. So whether you focus on the healing of the planet or healing of the self, the individual self, understand it is really one and the same. You can work within, you can work without, but soon you're going to pass yourself going forward and going backwards and realize it is really one truth. So we welcome all of you. As we are sending out our love and light, we are also imbuing each of you with this higher realm consciousness. The channeler is correct. The energy that we bring forth through the vibration in her vocal cords is really your energy, your higher energy, the energy from your higher dimensionality. That is what it means to be the multidimensional. There is a localized focal point that believes it is on the earth plane. That is fine, but there is a myriad of other realities taking place. Some are sitting here with us, the masters. It makes you wonder who you might be if you are sitting here with us. The channeler has often pondered that question herself. So we are very blessed to receive so many beautiful guests, and we look forward to the answering of your particular questions or needs at this time. It is encouraging to us that you are seeking of the guidance in the spiritual realms of the highest realities. It helps you to understand your true reality. So at this time, we ask you to relax and to receive. Indeed, it is good to form these groups with the like-minded ones. it is good to share of the rejuvenated energies, for what you are sharing is one heart. What you are doing is creating your own energy source, an energy source that can then be divided, but they are not divided with the parts that you contribute. Your share of the energy then becomes the whole energy. Quite powerful, wouldn't you say? At this time, with the channeler taking a sip of the holy water, we are then ready to address your individual areas of interest. Well, that wasn't too bad. Well, hi, Otto. We are all ready for you if you have a question for us this evening. And can you say your first name for me, please?
Otto.
Say it one more time, please.
Otto.
The message has to do with a young lady's beautiful shoes I'm looking at. Those are beautiful. And that's actually the message. You can't see the shoes. It's probably not your thing. But they're really very beautiful. And that's actually what they want you to know. They want you to see yourself with eyes anew and almost like with corrective vision. So they want you to see yourself more accurately as you truly are. In other words, the trials and tribulations of Earth tend to take people out of focus of their true essence and their true beauty and their true capability. So if you have like a few tough years, then you can think, you can see yourself as an extension of those tough years rather than just seeing them as growing years or seeing them as opportunities to clear karma or whatever the case may be. And so what happens is that people label themselves with their evaluation of like a certain period of their life rather than claiming and realigning themselves with the truth of who they are. And the truth of who they are is they're a powerful extension of the source and of all of creation. And they're a beautiful reflection of that. So that as you realign with that inner beauty, and there's a little bit of me that is like, oh, well, you're a guy, so I'm saying beauty. Maybe that's not the right word. But as you realign with the truth of your essence, with the holiness of your essence, of, I keep using the word beauty, they keep telling me that, with the beauty of your essence. You know, in other words, you know, you're if you believe in reincarnation, you're a soul that's been to this experience many, many times. Some have been easy, some have been filled with trial and tribulation, but that it's all purposeful for the evolution of your soul. So it's important to step back. They're saying, in other words, like to get rid of the tunnel vision, you know, and step back and see the bigger picture, to notice your assets, notice the strengths, remember the things you do well. Not only do well, but wait a minute. It's not a do. Hold on. One moment. I can't get the word. Attributes, like your attributes. So in other words, like what they're saying to me, and I will play this game with you one day, next time I see you if you want. If I, me personally, Nicole, if I made a list of all the positive things that I see in you, would you have a similar list? That sort of thing. Because as you allow that in, as you allow yourself to receive the true perception of self. It will bolster you in understanding how powerful you are at this time to manifest that which you desire, to create your destiny, because it, the more that it can come from a sense of self-worth and of a correct self-perception, the easier the easier you will allow yourself to then believe in your ability to manifest and so do so. Did you get all that?
Got it.
Okay. What a good message.
Very good.
You're welcome. I'm going to take that message too. I like that one. Excellent. I'm so glad you came.
I'm going to probably be signing off somewhere around close to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Because I'm in a library and I'm using their Wi-Fi.
Gotcha. Okay. Mindy loves that. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, hon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And Valerie?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Why are you so tired right now? Okay, and say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
Okay, I'm not a medical doctor or health practitioner, and I cannot diagnose nor treat a medical condition. So that being said, you've had all your testing done, like they've checked your blood and like you're not anemic or anything?
I'm dealing with a few issues and I'm getting a blood test in a few weeks, so
that'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Oh Lordy, I'm so not medically oriented here or even health oriented, but I keep feeling like iron or something. So I guess when you get it tested, you'll know for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll take care of that.
I was feeling it was more energetic, but I guess I'd like to, whatever they want to say to me, I'd like to hear.
Yeah, I would still get that test because I just feel like they keep showing me your cells. So I'm like, well, what else do you want me to do with the cells? All right, so let's try this little exercise again. Say your name again, please.
Valerie.
I'm going to be so curious when you get that test because I keep seeing like eating red meat, something like that would help you. Yeah, I keep seeing red meat. I keep seeing that.
Okay.
So if you're craving it and I'm seeing it, well, I'm going to guess there's something to that,
Despite
the fact that I insist I can't do stuff like this. All right, so let's put that on the side and say your name one more time. Let me see what else I can get for you.
Valerie.
Your dad's with you. He's laughing. He says, you know, I never really leave her. And I'm like, I know. Question is, why is he there? Valerie, say it one more time, sweetie. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I can't so clear, but just say it one more time. He's trying to help you do something. He's trying to help you with a project. He's trying to get you out more. And I don't mean like socializing. I mean, it's got something to do with like your career. He's trying to promote you. So what is the message? He said that to start taking your own advice. He says like you're he says, you're a life coach extraordinaire. he says, to turn the tables around. He said, so your exercise is like to pretend you're the person that you're giving advice to. You know how like you always give advice and help people along and spur them on and believe in them? He said, so just do an exercise and imagine someone like you comes to you. What would you say and what would you recommend? And he says, you're very, very creative. And with you, with yourself, you tend to be a little bit more introverted about it. But if you pretend it isn't you, that you're going to come up with a lot more creative ideas than you even have to date. Even though he wants to kind of like, these are not his words, but it's just a feeling, get like applaud you for the efforts you have made, that like, you know, you're getting the right idea now. But he says, pretend that you're your own. I don't know if you actually do this professionally, but you're very good at it, what it is that you do. So pretend you're your own friend, let's put it that way, who's in the situation you are. Like, what suggestions would you make? And he said, you're going to be a lot more bold about it when you're not the one that has to do it. And that's going to give you some more creative ideas. Okie dokie?
Okay.
Okay, you're welcome, hon. Hi, welcome. Is it Susan?
Donna.
Why would I think Susan? Do you know a Susan in spirit?
I've met a Susan recently in the last few months.
In the last few months, okay. Why am I thinking so? Okay, we'll figure that out. Well, welcome, Donna.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. And do you have a question for us?
Or just take any messages that were offered.
Okay. And say your name again, please. Say it one more time, please.
Donna.
There's someone in spirit that's trying to help you. I guess her name's not Susan. Is there something you need help with? I just feel like, they're just making me feel like I want to help you. I don't know. But more than like the average, you know, oh, what can I do for you today kind of thing. Are you going through a hard time?
A little emotional.
Okay.
Hard time right now.
Okay. Okay. And say it one more time, please.
Donna.
They're saying to stay clear of anybody that, they gave this message to Valerie, and Valerie was like, oh, I don't get to talk to anybody anymore. Be careful of being around people that kind of pull on your energy. They're saying that, there's some freeloaders in your life, and I don't mean that they're taking your money, they're taking your energy. And they're saying, stop that. stop allowing them to do that. It's important for you to understand that your power. They're saying that the power is like misaligned, like it's not the way it should be, that you're not understanding how powerful that you are. That you have choices and you have the ability to rebalance your life. They're saying your life's out of balance. And as you understand that you're the one that allowed that, like they don't want, how do I say this? They don't want you to feel like bad that happened. You know, that it's happened to the entire world, okay? Because they really want all of us to take our mastership back and take our power back and that we, the people, like the whole world, we, the people, it doesn't matter what the politicians are doing. If we all got together and worked energetically, we could fix things tomorrow, like literally. So they're telling you that because they don't want you to feel in any way that I did something wrong or how did this happen, because the entire universe is playing the victim game. And the reason is because we've been taught that we don't have power. So if we're taught we don't have power, we believe it. But they say that's about a change. That is about a change. And you're going to change it. And whoever it is, I don't know what her name is, but they're saying, and you're just the lady to do it. It's like, it's about to change, and you're just the lady to do it. So Spirit has great faith in you, has great faith in your abilities. So, they don't like when I do that, say that. So it's about evaluating your life, taking inventory of your life, and deciding what needs to change. It doesn't mean that you gotta do it tomorrow. You know, you can have, they're saying we'll give you a couple weeks. They're kidding. But that once you start identifying what it is that you need to be differently, you are ready energetically, because you're gonna work on the energy level before you actually work on the physical. Because you're gonna start bringing in your resources, you're gonna start identifying your resources, and you're gonna start feeling better about yourself. And you're gonna bring your power back. Look at this. I get the chills when, you know, they work through me. So you're going to get your power back. And then as you get your power back, as you have your strength back, then you will be able to deal with the world. You'll be able to deal with the others. But don't try to deal with the others until you deal with yourself first. So it's first looking at what it is that you need changing, what's not working for you, and then recognizing that, to get out of like the victim feeling, is to recognize that, well, they have the power because I handed it to them, okay? So even without changing it, just the fact that you recognize that is very empowering, and it's going to change. Now we go back to Otto's message. It's going to change how you see yourself. You're going to see yourself as strong. You're going to see yourself, they're telling me, a mighty woman of God, but you're going to see yourself with the strength. Seeing you're already smiling. With that strength, they say there's going to be no stopping you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you've got help on the other side. You are not doing, and that's the other thing, you are not doing this alone. You may feel like you're doing this alone, but you are not doing this alone. You've got help.
That's kind of what I wanted to ask you, who it was, and I forgot that's what I wanted to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Who it was that was helping me?
Oh, Lord, let me see if I can get some names. All right, I'm still working on names and mediumship, but it just comes through when it comes through. And say your first name again.
Donna.
Right now I don't have the names. I will try again. When I complete my circle, I'll come back and see. But you've got some other psychic people in the circle, so afterwards maybe someone else will get a name too. But we'll find out. But thank you so much for coming. Good things ahead. They say it's not over till the fat lady sings, and she's not even in the same country. Good things ahead. Yeah, really good things ahead. They say you've got work to do, but that's okay. That's why you're here. That's why you were born here, to learn how to master things like this. So they say you're just where you need to be. So now it's just a matter of attending to business. Okay? You can do it. They assure me. Hi, Miss Sandra. Okay, so I'm reading all these things about the moon and the power of the moon, and the emotions go to, like, the thoughts go to the sun, but the emotions go to the moon, and it's all about the moon, and I'm always thinking about you when I'm reading this. So how are you? How's our moon doing?
I was looking at the moon when I'm on my way here.
And how can we help you this evening?
I'm willing to listen any message to help.
Okay. You need to read up on everything I'm reading up about. People send me stuff like all day long, but there's some kind of blood moon or magenta ray moon coming up. Go on the internet, find out when it is, how it is, why it is. Because you have the ability, I think maybe it's like something's on the 4th. I don't know if it's the eclipse or the moon. Someone, go on the internet. But find out what the whole thing is with the moon, the blood moon or something. And the reason is you, all this astrological stuff is going to really, like, way open up our psychic abilities. Like, you think we have gifts now, it's just going to accelerate that. And you in particular have the opportunity for a growth spurt. I don't know how else to say it. You have the opportunity for a major shift. It's going to come to you whether you pay attention to it or not, but it's almost like they're trying to get you, like, aligned with where you're supposed to be. And, like, that's what they're doing with all of us. It's like, it's just time. So, you know, find your gifts, heal, clear your issues, try not to get a headache over it if possible, but clear and open up to your gifts. And it's sort of like they're putting us in all our little departments, and you need to go to your moon and work with it, because it's, but there, it's in all sincerity, it's a very powerful time for all of us. But they're saying especially for you, because it's almost like you're going to be the empress or the way shower of all this. So you really need to be at your station, is what they're saying. All right, so pay attention. Okay, so let me see if there's another message. Say your first name, please.
Sandra.
Okay, Philly's face is like right here. Are you doing Qigong exercises with him?
No, not doing Qigong.
You haven't seen him?
I'm doing a little bit of reading.
Okay, right.
I'm driving.
Okay, to be honest, I channel and it goes kind of in one ear and out the other. But I remember you were supposed to do it. I have no idea why you're supposed to do it, but they're bringing it back up to me. They need you to do that. They need you to do that, and they need me to do that too. So that's my message. So please, someone remind me, not that I need reminding. But in all sincerity, they need you to do that, and it's got something to do with like you're like this activating rod. I don't know how to explain it. You have energy that's going to flow through you. And they need you to be, like, they need you amped up. They need you to be a bit more powerful, so you need to get your chi up. That's why they need you to do it. They're saying go on YouTube. Like, you don't need Philippe. Philippe's wonderful, but, you know, you have access to your own divine information. You can go on YouTube and just look for Qigong exercises. Like, you'll find it.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're so welcome. Hi, Miss Jeanette.
Hi.
Oh, you're so welcome. Oh, I'm so glad.
I guess one, I wanted to know today if you know who's around me and if they could guide me towards, I know I want to leave what I'm doing before I go and do anything spiritual, but I need a little push as to what direction to go with.
Okay, you want to leave what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, employment-wise or? Okay, and you want direction for different employment, or
right.
You want different, okay. Okay, well, so do you have any ideas in mind?
Either working something like in an office, in a doctor's office, in a spa, there's some, that's what I'm feeling where I'm supposed to be.
So a helping?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
But I think that's a very profound.